Hi, this is Assistina. Called the meeting. The repeated words are folds, breath, doves, best, calling, he. The meeting. My fiance's lover hugs me, tells me she loves me, folds me quick and hard against her, her cognac breath sweet, almost pleasant. Her sweater, the color of doves, is cashmere, unfolded from tissue to impress, to best me and my diamond, this mid-dream surprise, calling late, tracking my beloved on hitched breath. Is he there, please? No, she had whispered, sleep confused. He isn't. Who is this, please? We are polite, awkward. I imagine she folds back her comforter, sits up, gathers her spleen. Who's calling? She asks, careful now, sharp. I could so easily hang up. I am breathless. Instead, I give her both my names, lyrical. I use my best musical tone, accusation-free, commiserating. I purr like doves. She pauses. I tell her how dumb I feel calling, how desperate. I dove right in. He has not been home for days, I confess. Pathetic. He hasn't called. I found your letters, your telephone number. My best guess is that I'll come home and he will have moved out, folded up the tent. She grows quiet. She senses my lost nerve, my raised, breath-tightened voice. Her tone goes low, intimate. Oh God, thank you for calling. And she recites verbatim the letter he'd sent her, breaking up without calling. Her careful academic accent rubbed raw, she whispers, man, everything dovetails now, everything finally makes sense. She doesn't take a breath, her questions burble, barter, when did he, you know, did you and he get back together? Dating 4 years, she repeats. We lay out his lies, unfold, disassemble them. I'm so sorry, we tell each other, so sorry. Maybe we best, she suggests, call him at work, give him something real to think about. Not the best option, I beg off. She laughs when nothing's funny. I swear it's my calling, she says, hooking up with these goddamn freaks. I take them into my fold. What a friggin' piece of dog crap this man is, she yells. Hawk to my mourning dove. Will you call again? Can we meet? She asks my sniffles. Wouldn't he just shit if he knew? I know it hurts, but please, don't waste your breath or your tears. He doesn't deserve it, she says. Wrangles her own long breath. Let's be 21st century and get together. Wouldn't it be a gas if we became best friends? She is seated in the blue of the bar, older, prettier, a PhD, a woman he met from an ad. She's already had 2 brandies, a bent cigarette, admitted to calling her shrink for an emergency session. Her hands worry the neck of the turtle dove cashmere sweater, fondles her good pearls, plucks and pleats the sharp folds of her gray, prissy skirt. Really, thank you for calling, she says, though she folds her arms defensive. I spill like coins the other names he had left careless. Her breath snags sharp, her eyes go cherry as doves. She's best, she knows. I take the first cut.